It's the Danger Gnome podcast for Rocktober 2020. Welcome to the Danger Gnome podcast. We're here in the back room of Wheel and Sprocket Delafield, and I have Jet Setter and the namesake of the Huge Ass Race Series, Mr. Huge Ass.
Hello, 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 everybody.
And we have the vice president of Wheel and Sprocket and the event director for the Huge Ass Series, Amelia Bosco.
And Kegel. I have a hyphenated last name now.
See, now I messed that up. Bosco Kegel.
Yeah.
All right.
Life is more fun with two names.
Indeed. I'm thinking of hyphenating something.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
maybe Gnome Lake.
Ooh.
That's a lot of G's. But so we're here on the day, almost live, like literally 15 minutes before the Huge Ass series blasts off in this unique year. And Hugh and Amelia are here to tell us all about it. So what's going on with the Huge Ass Series this year?
I'm excited, Gomez. Amelia, tell me what's going on.
You know, I'm jazzed, you guys. We are going to have our best season ever. It's season number 6 for Huge Ass.
Yes.
We've learned some things. We've done some things. And in this very weird year where all of our favorite events have been canceled and postponed, we had this existential crisis. And we were like, what are we going to do? Because, like, Huge Ass makes winter fun. Huge Ass is the reason why I don't care that it's cold outside anymore. So we put our brains together and we came back to our same life mantra, which is we are fun and flexible, but we are not flexible on fun here at Huge Ass.
That's right.
Oh, see, now I get it.
Yeah.
It's on flexible on fun. So yes. That's probably my hearing that's bad.
You know, it's just one of those things. Like, we really think that we can do this in a way that's super fun, super safe, and a way that actually, like, might be a cool new format going forward. We're going to see how this goes.
Right on. So tell us about the format.
So this year, you guys, you can get yourself a drum roll, please. Huge Ass Passport! Yeah! So this Huge Ass Passport gives you access to 8 different trail locations all across Wisconsin and a little bit of Illinois. It's most exciting because you get long-term access to these locations. So instead of just one big day where we're all gathered and we're at the mercy of the trail conditions or the snow or the no snow, you get to ride these trails and courses anytime that the weather is delightful. So this is exciting times, and we'll go through each of the courses and you guys get a little bit of a preview.
Right on.
But this tiny little passport is full of lots of fun. In addition to just the courses, we've got awesome, local taverns and restaurants to participate and go in before and after your ride.
That's right.
We're really trying to keep the spirit alive here.
With special deals, right?
Oh my God.
I heard buy one beer, get one half off or something.
Wear flannel, get a taco. You guys, this is a very exciting times.
Nice.
So, yeah, we're going to run through it a little bit today. I will say this. We always, always, always emphasize fun at Huge Ass. So we are catering to everybody with this race format. We have a points race going on. So there's 3 ways that you can win this year. Number one way, if you care about your fast points, we have 3 Strava segments per course. So if your GPS craps out on you in the whole course, don't you worry. You can just go into that little lap again, and it'll be super fun. So it'll be like the climbs, the descents, and you'll be able to show off your skills on Strava, which is very exciting. So each of the courses will have 3 Strava segments, and the person who does the greatest in all 3 per course is the winner. How exciting. And then for the fun people, we're going to do photo and video contests. We've got themes per month, such as find Hugh in the woods and do a selfie. We're also going to do some holiday costume themes. We can't pass that up.
Yeah.
We're going to do an alien abduction theme. If you guys haven't noticed with some of our preview imagery, this is the year to get abducted.
Yeah, because stuff's weird this year. Right?
So weird.
Everything's weird.
Hugh, you've had some weird encounters in the woods so far, hey?
Yeah, this has been a wild year, let me tell you.
You guys. And then, of course, we'll have completion points. So in your little mini passport, there are secret passwords on the course that you need to find and record at the end of your ride. So there's a points game. There's a fun game. There's a little bit of something for everybody. But it's really just about getting together in a new way this year. So we'll have a social media component to it. But I am also going to spill the beans, you guys. We'll do meetups. We will have days where the courses are in excellent shape, where, you know, some of our courses have been groomed and it just snowed and it's delightful outside. And that's we're going to call a meeting to order. Just no long lines, no official parties afterwards. But there's a way to be safe in the woods because, of course, mountain biking is the original social distancing tool and activity.
Right on. And when people, where would people go to find out when those special times are?
So all your special times will be shared on Facebook. And of course, if you haven't joined Wheel and Sprocket, or sorry, the Huge Ass mailing list online with your emails, I would do that too.
Oh, killer. Yeah, and that's the Huge Ass Facebook page.
Huge Ass Facebook page. Yeah, right. And then we also have an Instagram now. That's pretty cool. So if you like fun stories and looking at pictures, that's a place we'll also post things.
Killer. So let's, are you ready to go through the locations?
What do you think, Hugh? Should we spill the beans?
Yeah, I think we should tell everybody. I think probably the best part about these locations is we'll actually get to ride everyone this
year. You guys, we get to ride together. It's really exciting, you know, and especially if you've got a friend who's like getting into fat biking but is a little intimidating about 200 people out on the course, always passing them. This is the year to get into fat biking. It's so exciting.
Yeah, and the thing that I'm excited about is that I can go and Strava and run those Strava segments multiple times and take the best time.
Hell yes.
So I can, you know, dabble in different tires, different PSIs. I can, you know, use my performance enhancing drugs. Oh, wait. Just kidding.
We don't care what you do as long as you do it safely. And remember that mountain biking is always dangerous, and that's what makes it fun. So, but you're totally right. Like, this is going to be a way for people to really hone in their skills, to really check the course a couple times. And who knows? Like, conditions are going to change constantly. So it's like, is that hard pack best for this course? There's actually a little bit of smushy stuff. Does that help you get through the corners? Who knows?
Right,
we're going to find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's do it.
So let's go through the locations.
All right, we're going to go in order. So each location on your passport page is going to give you some rules, okay? It's going to let you know when you can go and ride, such as most of our courses, or 5 of the 8 of the courses, you can ride any time, November through the end of February. It's a pretty long window, pretty nice. So, for example, we're going to kick off the tour at the Kegel Alpha Trails. They are in the backyard of our Franklin Wheel and Sprocket location. They were called the Alpha Trails because they're the first mountain bike trails that were put in Milwaukee County. So pretty cool, fun stuff. Other fun fact, our father, Chris Kegel, who started Wheel and Sprocket, pushed really hard for Milwaukee County Parks to get these trails put in. So we don't always call them Kegel Alpha Trails because we feel as though they need to have more miles to them before we'll put our name on it. But for Huge Ass, we're going to bring some folks there and show you some of the awesome sides to the course.
Killer.
So you come in, we tell you where to park, we tell you where your Strava segments are. You're going to, on all of our courses, you're going to follow the plaid arrows. So you don't have to worry where you're going because you just follow those arrows.
Nice.
We're working with the Metro Mountain Bikers to keep this course groomed all season long. I guess I should preface this. Your passport is going to cost you a whopping $50, all right?
For eight races, right?
For 8 different courses to be groomed all season long. What a deal. but really what is going on is so all of the proceeds, so like after we take out printing costs and all of the, some of our work just to get this whole thing together, money is going to these trail systems. So I'm sure you guys have noticed, but like none of the trails have been able to have their big events this year. So no one's getting their normal funding. Like it sucks.
Yeah.
So trails are not, don't just exist. It's a lot of hard work to build these things. So we're going to keep the energy pumping, and your passport proceeds will go to support these trail groups like the Metro Mountain Bikers.
And I know some of those guys.
Yeah.
They are awesome.
They turn out to be like pretty nice folks. We like them.
Yeah. And we really are blessed in Wisconsin with excellent trail systems, and it's just getting better and better.
It sure is. So on your, so the first page that you look at is would be your passport, like, you know, details. The next two pages will be different coupons in the area. So for example, at Kegel Alpha Trails, show your passport and you get half off a fat bike rental from our Franklin Wheel and Sprocket store.
Very cool.
So you get to try out that new 2021, or wait, is that what year we're in? 2020?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's the model year.
Is it 2022 yet? I don't know. But you get to try out a new Farley 5. They are amazing. I personally have one. And I've seen it.
You're riding the Farley 5 now.
You guys, like, just the color schemes, that's how they always get me. But dropper post, 27.5 is pretty solid.
Yeah, that bike is like best in that category. It's the only bike in that price category and that grupo that comes with a dropper post. And that's a big deal.
I didn't think I wanted one, and now I want it on everything. Like, it's just the best.
Same so, here.
Yeah.
How about you, Hugh? Do you drop the post?
Yeah, often.
Get ready.
I often drop the post.
Nice.
This is exciting. But in addition to that great coupon, we also have Eagle Park Brewing. So out in Muskego, you can buy a beer, get a beer. You guys, this passport's amazing. It gives you free liquids.
Two-for-one beers. It's like happy hour and stuff.
Yeah, that's my kind of place.
It's pretty good. But if you don't care for beer very much, we also have our great partners at Sugar and Flour. They are downtown Greendale, and they are the best coffee, best breakfast sandwiches, let me tell you. So, again, we got coupons on places to go before and after you ride.
That's killer.
It is fun. So that is our Kegel Alpha Trails. We're going to probably zoom through these. But next up, we've got Lake Geneva Zipline and Adventures, woo-hoo, a.k.a. Lake Geneva Canopy Tours.
There you go, yeah.
So this one's a house favorite for us. We really like it. The segments here are going to be awesome. So they're a little bit longer, so you'll really be able to see how fast you can rip through these. And again, nice change in terrain. So we've got the red, which is always a little harder, but then we've got some of the yellow pine section where it's really about the technicality to it all. There's that one little turn where it's like, if you don't do it right, you're going to hit a tree. That one always scares me. But lots and lots of fun stuff. That one's worth 20 points, which is very exciting. So,
and those trails are run by the Treadheads, right?
They sure are. So we have to thank our Treadheads and our official huge-ass course marker, Kerry Gonzalez.
All right.
Who's going to help keep things beautiful over there.
That's right.
So, yeah, that's exciting. We also have partners with Simple Cafe and Avant Bike or Cycle Cafe downtown. So you can hang out in Lake Geneva and have a nice time afterwards.
Nice.
Our next park that the passport's going to take you on is Manuka Park. The course for the very first huge ass back in, I'm bad at math, even counting the six is hard. When was that, 2014?
It'd have to be 2014.
Oh, yes. Thank you, sir.
It's been a while. It's I think one of my favorite places.
It's best.
Awesome.
Yeah.
You know, the fun fact there is the land was actually slotted for a golf course, but we had a friend on the commissions that actually was like, hey, we should try mountain biking here and pay for like a trail pass and see what happens. Yeah. And hand-built.
The rest is history.
Amazing.
And our mutual friend, Ron Stawicki.
Thank you, Ron Stawicki. Helps
build those trails.
It's the best.
Amanda used to work at this workbench that we're kind of sitting at. Yes. Kind of crazy.
His energy is all around.
Yeah.
So at Manuka Park, of course, we have to thank Metro Mountain Bikers again for this. They are going to groom this with their official snow dog, which is a very fancy piece of equipment.
I didn't know they got a snow dog.
Yes. They did. So we'll definitely be doing some call-outs on social media when those trails are all groomed and set and ready to go. We have some local friends at Ray's Grain Brewery who are also participating in this buy a beer, get a beer deal, as well as Cafe de Arts Roasters who will give us 10% off of our entire order. Wow.
So they have some great coffee.
Oh, man, it's so good. What a formula.
Yes.
Like, get a coffee, ride a huge ass, get a beer.
I know.
Ding, ding, ding. What a fun day.
And my weekends are going to be awesome this year.
They are exciting. Next journey stop in the passport is going to take us south. So we are headed to Atwick Park, which is in Rockford, Illinois. It is a fun little one. So they are putting on Rockford Parks Department a couple years ago, got the grants to be able to put these trails in, and they are stellar. So you can go and ride there November through February. There is an asterisk here. You cannot ride them on certain Sundays because Atwood themselves are putting on a Fat Bike Race series. It is limited to 50 people, so sign up right away. But they are great partners, and we're super excited to have them on the circuit this year.
Very cool. I haven't ridden those trails yet.
Oh, and, me neither.
Yeah, I pride myself on riding everywhere, so I'm going to definitely go to...
They are super nice.
Now, Amelia, is there's a bridge crossing or a river crossing?
There is. This is a little bit of a lollipop tour. So you will be going out and then back and then out again, but you will cross over one one-lane bridge. But
the fabulous Rock River. I could swim there from my house.
Can you? Yeah, you could. Just float downstream and all of a sudden you're there.
Or ice skate.
It's very
Or put the studs on, you know.
You know, I asked all the courses to provide me some fun facts, and the fun fact here is that Atwood Park was a World War I and World War II training facilities. Yeah. Therefore, all of the trail names are military-related. Yeah. So I didn't know why things were called certain things, and then I also don't know what they mean because it's like 3CWC, which must be a military strategy or something.
Well, we'll have to consult our military translator.
It's very true. Round the outside. I feel like that one's a good one. I can get that. But anyways, great places to eat there. Velvet Robot in downtown Rockford is amazing. Also, a vegetarian restaurant called Pig's Mind is a brewery that is super stellar.
That's an interesting title for a vegetarian. It's like in a pig's mind. That's what people should eat, right?
I don't.
Stop eating us.
Yes,
and eat some vegetables.
And the beer there is phenomenal. You know, the one critique of Illinois as a state is just there's no drinking in the park. So please make sure you go to this fine establishment brewery afterwards to drink. Okay,
there you go.
We'll play by the rules. Next up, we're going north again. This one's just north of Milwaukee. We're going to the Pleasant Valley Trail System up in Grafton, Wisconsin.
Brand new, right?
You know, officially they started in 2013, but it's really been the last couple years that actually it's really the NICA teams that are taking control over here. Metro Mountain Bikers is also going to be grooming this with the Snow Dog, which is fantastic.
Killer.
Tyson and I, my husband and I, have been riding here like every weekend. It's super fun, and I can't wait to try it in the wintertime. It's a little rocky right now in the beginning, but then you get into these flowy, like, just, you know, the magical feeling when you're in the middle of the woods and you don't see anyone and you're just like rolling through berms. It's so nice.
Nice.
So yeah, definitely check that one out. This one's fun. So again, thanks to Metro for grooming those for us. We have some locations that are near Grafton, not in Grafton, that are going to be partnering us for the food and drink. So Highland House is a Mexican joint where you can wear a Hawaiian shirt, which is their flannel, and get a free margarita. So how luxurious. How fun. So make sure to have your flannel on top and then, you know, Hawaiian shirt underneath. It's going to be good. And then Fork and Tap is actually, if you guys are frequenters of the Beer Shortcut, you would know our own Daniel Sippin. And Dan Sippin's relatives own the Fork and Tap down in Port Washington. So you got to go check them out afterwards.
You know it's a happening place.
It is very fun. Only fun people allowed. Okay, choo-choo. We're hopping back on and going to the next spot. We are so excited about this. This one is, we have always, always, always wanted to take you guys way up north to the Canva Trail system up in Cable Hayward, but it has always seemed kind of hard to do because it is very far away, and if the conditions aren't great, it is not the greatest to bring folks up there. So we reached out to Canva this year and thought it could be an absolutely spectacular, perfect year to do this. So pick yourself a weekend. This one has an asterisk to the timeline as well. You're going to start in December, and you can go anytime December through the end of February up to Canva. And it's amazing.
And you. We should go ride.
Yeah, heck yeah.
I'm excited about this one.
Here's a situation where I this is in this format, I feel is like almost an advantage for this because you can plan your trip to go when conditions are good or when you have time or have the extra day off to do that drive.
Exactly.
You know, in my mind, we're all going to show up at the same time.
Wait, you're here? I thought I was going to have a load weekend. Damn it. But yeah, Canva is amazing. They have 100 miles of mountain bike trail up there. It is literally a mecca. And we are so excited to show off the Sealy winter trails up there. So it is a 7-mile loop. Can you hear that? Seven miles.
Yeah, yeah. I've ridden that loop and... That's one of those trails where if you step off the grooming, you could end up up to your waist in snow.
It's insane, you guys. Like, literally, this is the best place. They get so much snow up there. The grooming is insane. The trails to begin with are insane. So, yeah, you gotta go. This one is amazing. Yep. So we have the Canva Trail Advocates up there to thank.
Thank you, guys.
You know, for places to stay, we've partnered with Rome Adventure Base Camp. So I don't know if you guys have seen some of your friends who are staying in these cool little cabins up in Cable where everyone's just got a bike and there's trails everywhere. That is Rome. Rome is amazing.
Right on.
So we've booked a deal with them where if you buy one night, you get that next night 25% off, which is insane. Like, that is so dang nice.
Hell
so
yeah.
Support Rome. They're amazing. And then the very best little coffee shop in town is actually bike-themed. So Velo Cafe will be giving you 10% off your order whenever you stop by.
Nice.
Which could be very frequently.
Yes.
Very. So yeah, that's Canva. It's super exciting. Next up, I don't know if you guys remember, but last year we went to West Bend and we're like, downtown West Bend? What the heck is there to ride in downtown West Bend? And it turns out, there's a really awesome trail biking or like all, they're called Bike Friendly West Bend. And these guys are incredible. They really, really harness the whole passion of the sport and try to put on awesome, great events. So, this year in West Bend, we have not just one county park, we have two parks that are going to be groomed. This one's a special one for one weekend only in January. So this will be probably be the closest thing that we have to like a huge ass festival, but it will be distant. There'll be lots of like outdoor fire pits. I heard that they're maybe going to try to make an ice sculpture of you, Hugh. I hope it's flattering.
I hope they have enough ice
angle
for the backside. Yeah, I don't know.
It might be done. It's a challenge.
We'll have to get an iceberg. we'll have to air freight an iceberg from Alaska or something.
I'll have to show up to pose. I don't know. See what happens.
It could be the best. So anyways, you get two courses for the price of one. They are 2 miles away from each other, so you theoretically could ride from one to the other. You also could, downtown West Bend is going to be doing, this is part of their winter warm-up festival for the whole downtown. So there'll be hotel specials and more specials to come closer to that date. So thank you to the Gears, which is Glacial Edge Area Riding Society, for helping us out.
Thank you, Gears.
Thank you, the Gears. Gears are great. Love Gears. So stay tuned on more info for that. And whew, I feel like we've been talking for a while, but here comes the end of the tour, the end of the passport.
Yes!
We are going back to Black Hawk.
Oh, man. That race last year.
You guys. Literally.
Somebody even took a good picture of me, which like never happens. It looks like I know what I'm doing. I'm riding a bike. That never happens, and it's never true, really.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this place is, so it's actually, you have to be a member to ride there, all right? So it's like a pretty fancy country club, but instead of golf, they are ski jumping, cross-country skiing, downhill skiing, and mountain biking. So they really value active families, and they are trying to get more and more participants out there. So we have worked a deal with them where you actually get to be a member for this month with a special event membership. So thank you to the people at Black Hawk for helping make this happen.
Thank you, Black Hawk.
They saw a nice uptick of membership from our ride there last year, so we want to continue the love there and make sure if you live anywhere near Madison, or not even, like, this place is worth the couple-hour drive. It is insane.
Yeah. It's on the west side of Madison.
It is. It's a little bit more towards Middleton.
Good topography. There's great trail. The grooming was top notch there.
It's amazing. Yeah. So they literally have, so Jeremy Witek, who is from Burlington area, has been down building on those fancy trails down in Arkansas. So anyways, he is an amazing trail builder, and he actually put in a couple more fun loops in there recently. So you got to go try this.
Yeah, this one was great. The jumps were amazing. And then if you're there long enough, you'll see the ski jumpers go, because the ski jump's right there.
That part scares the bejesus out of me. How do people just let it fly?
I know. Yeah, the opening of Wild World of Sports with the agony of defeat is permanently etched in this this old guy's brain.
Oh, it's too scary. Yeah.
But I just remember the bermed turns in that place. The downhill bermed turns. It was just like, oh, so
even
good.
Going uphill is fun there. Like the way that they've banked it is insane. You're climbing and you have a smile on your face and you're like, wait, I just climbed up a ski hill and I didn't even notice. Like, it's insane.
Very true statement.
So
sounds crazy, but it's true.
It's true. That's fun.
It's the beauty of machine built trail. And like, we are very lucky to have anything like this here in Wisconsin. And we are so grateful. Blackhawk is going to let us for the month of February, the whole month of February. It is the shortest month, but the month of February you can ride by showing your huge ass passport.
That's cool. Yes. Yeah, and that's, you know, that's President's Day and Valentine's Day and all of those kind of themes.
The theme is bike love that month, so I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm maybe just going to have to see what happens there.
It's a family show, Amelia. So. Yes. Right. Not really.
This is a family show. So, yeah, you get a event membership there at Blackhawk. You get, the best taco place in the darn west side of Madison is called Gloria's. And if you spend $25 there, you get $5 off. So that's like another couple tacos or margaritas or something. We also have a store location there in Madison. It's in Middleton, in Wheelensburg at Middleton. And our very, very favorite score / helper of Hugh Dress from right from the get-go, Lori Campbell is the general manager there. Yes. And she will be so happy to give you a special surprise when you come to and show your passport at her store. So. Yes.
And I encourage all you to stop in. Little known fact, Lori is actually the person who drew Hugh.
It's very true.
Oh.
Hugh, you had to pose there for her, and she had to draw.
She had to paint the clothes on there because you posed nude, right?
Yeah, it happens a lot. But stop in and say hi to Lori. Get your patch. There's good patches this year.
Oh, the graphics, you guys.
I've seen some of the new graphics. They're excellent.
That's
the Capital Off-Road Pathfinders.
It's very true. Corp is amazing. Very active group there with some ambitious goals. So we're really excited to be able to support them this year. Again, you guys, your passport is $50 for an individual or $100 for the entire family. And all of the net proceeds that we're going to do this year are going towards keeping these trail groups and advocates alive and well, and giving them some money to buy the new groomer, buy some more shovels. Like, you guys would be like, it's insane how these guys can do so much with so little. So let's give them a burst of energy and a little bit of, sponsorship cash here by buying a passport, and we will help make sure these people are around in the next 10 years.
Right on.
Yeah. Oh, and then the very end, the last official coupon for the year is we won't be able to do a big in-store part or big get-together end-of-year shebang. So we have partnered with Keggles Inn, which Julian Keggle, my brother, who started Hugh Jess. He was the original red-haired Hugh, if you can remember. Keggles is doing a burr garden this year, which I think you can tell what that would mean. But it's going to be all outside. They've got an awesome space in West Dallas there, and they're getting some yurts so you can get nice and cozy outside. But he is doing a buy a beer for your friend and get a beer for free. Nice. So
very cool.
Again, great places to support. We're really happy. You know, this is a year where restaurants are kind of struggling, so they need your support. So these are all incentives to get you in there. But again, be generous while you're there. They're giving you something for free. Make sure to try a couple of different things that maybe you wouldn't normally, or bring your friends.
You got to try the duck.
Oh, the duck.
At Kegels. That's my favorite dish there.
I was going to go with the fried cheese curds, but
I mean, those are good, but I like the duck.
There's nothing better. It's the only duck I like, actually.
No kidding.
Delicious.
Super tasty.
Now I'm getting hungry.
I don't know how they do it. And then, of course, so we talked about this way in the beginning, but each of the courses are worth certain point allotments. If you fill up your passport, you get entered to win the big prizes. So, you know, doing the Strava and doing the Facebook stuff, you'll definitely win fun, like, swag and gift cards and all that good stuff. But if you complete your passport, that's when you're going to get the big stuff. So Wheel and Sprocket started carrying Giant again this year, which is very exciting. And as a reward, Giant has given us two Yukon fat bikes that will be given out to our overall prize winners for this year. So that's very exciting. Nice. We've got, what else? Oh, Trek's donating some rad wheel sets and some other fun stuff. Nice. Manitou is going to give away a couple of the Mastodon fat bike forks. So those are super cool.
Very cool.
I heard some rumors maybe there'll be some custom colors this year.
Hayes had an orange one last year.
I know. Hayes is doing some brake sets, and then Sun Ringle's going to give a couple wheel sets away too. So anyways, but the big prizes are reserved for people who complete the whole passport. So really incentive to get to all of those different places. We're giving you long timelines to be able to go and do this. And we're really excited. Like, you know, I think instead of just canceling, we really thought it was like, it was important to keep the energy alive. It's important to keep the spirit of huge ass like rolling all year. And, yeah, so I think this is a very fun, creative way to do it. And who knows? Again, this might be something that we adapt going forward in some capacity.
Yeah, this is cool. I mean, you watch that Facebook page because there is going to be some surprises on there.
Woo.
And somebody's going to win two people are going to win fat bikes.
So,
you know, a really kick-ass fat bike.
There's bikes. A really nice bike. It's
27.5 wheels, like all the new bells and whistles. Giant. Didn't participate in the whole transition to the point that we're at in fat bikes, but when they came out with a fat bike, it was
it's a decent shabam nice bike.
Yeah. Here it is,
it's killer. All tubeless and it comes in two different colors.
It's very nice. I don't know what colors we're getting, so don't quote me on anything. But yeah, you guys, we're really, really, really pleased to be able to announce this today. We hope that this is a year that you can get people. Your friends involved in Huge Ass in a fun new way. It's going to be really good. We've got good feelings about this season. So we're going to miss seeing you all the time, of course. Like, literally, that will break our hearts. However, we'll just see you on the course now. So it'll be even better.
We'll see you on the interwebs.
Well,
oh, yeah,
and you know, there's going to be a very potent social media aspect to this.
Well,
you know?
We're doing pictures and stuff, right?
Oh, yeah. We're doing photo contests and video contests. So, again, we have four different themes for the four different months. So, the person who posts the best / I'm going to just give the cat out of the bag. The funniest photos are going to win, okay? So, get creative, make it hilarious, and you're going to win some stuff.
Yeah. Nice. Costumes are always a bonus.
Costumes are a bonus. Right? I did kind of wonder, like, are you guys going to dress up in costume when it's just you? And then I thought about it. I'm like, yep. Mm-hmm. People are still going to do that.
I've got some new gore.
I think our crew is going to... dress up.
Some new gore winter cycling
yes.
togs that literally, I think I'm in Star Trek. I'm like the engineer for the USS whatever. The USS Huge Ass.
Yes! Oh my God, we have to have a Star Wars in Huge Ass.
Starship
oh my God.
Huge Ass.
Yeah, that I can't wait. Oh. Millennium Falcon. How are we going to do this?
So while I have you here, I know that that... Wheel and Sprocket is on the verge of opening a brand new flagship store. Am I using the correct terminology for the?
It is the Mecca. It is our forever home. It is what we have always dreamed of. So I'm sure you guys have heard a little bit of the story, but the Kegel family is a, you know, we love to work in the bike shops. We do it because it's like the best, most passionate, most fun thing in the whole wide world. But for years and years and years, we had this tiny little rinky-dink bike shop in Hales Corners, and it has led us to great success throughout the years. But our new flagship shop is like everything we've been waiting for, such as it has windows to the outside world. It is super airy. It was really cool. My eldest brother, Noel, who is the president of Wheel and Sprocket, really has an eye for renovation. And instead of taking a brand new building and like trying to make it cooler, we took an old, gross building that had been abandoned for 10 years, and it is a jewel. It is so cool. So we are going to be opening the first or second weekend of November. We'll keep you guys posted, but you got to come and take a look.
It is cool.
It is more than a bike shop. It is a place where people who love bikes want to hang out.
You know, the lads and I back here in the service department in Wheelensbrock and Delafield have come up with a list of suggestions. You know, I'll just run through them real quick. Yes. We think hot tub suites would be a great idea.
Ooh, yes.
You know, on staff masseuse. And you know, this here's the ground ball for you. Pour over coffee.
We're going to do that. Oh, my God. I got one of them right. Oh, God. But, yeah, we're super excited. It's got a coffee/beer hangout spot. It's also got some of our big bicycle advocacy partners. So the Wisconsin Bike Fed has their headquarters there, as well as the Rails to Trails Route of the Badger headquarters is right there.
Oh, that's very cool.
Let me just tell you guys, like, bike paths and bike lanes and all of this stuff, like, is happening because we're having the right people talk to each other now. So it's really exciting to be super collaborative in this space. And I think the future for bikes, like, it's just going to get better and better and better. Like, it already was great. And, like, riding a bike is great. But when you have safe places to ride and awesome places to show your friends, like, that, like, hey, you guys, biking is cool. I promise you. It's why I do it every day. Like, you should come and try this. And they'll be excited.
I see more and more complete families riding bikes together. It's like, you know, I'm a grandpa, so it warms my heart to see a whole, you know, like four kids and mom and dad all out at the Kettle Moraine and riding single track and having a great time.
I think it's the nicest thing you can do for your kid is to teach them how to ride a bike and also to purchase them a nice quality bicycle. Half the reason why people don't like riding bikes is because they've never had a nice one. Like, they were on a Huffy bike, it made weird noises, they didn't feel comfortable, they tried to stop, and it, like, did some rattling.
Mama, don't buy your baby a department store bike.
It's very, no wiser words. Have been spoken. But it's just true. Bikes are good, all right? There's not many things that you can buy that bring you so much joy. So if you're listening to this, you know this already. But get your friends on bikes.
I came up with this just yesterday. Fat bikes are like fun accelerators.
Yes.
Do you guys get that? That's a quote. That's a sticker.
That's a sticker there.
It's going to be a great season. Again, thank you, fatbike.com for this opportunity. And hopefully we get to kind of have like a mid-season update. I don't know. Things are going. Maybe check those leaderboards and give some shout-outs to our friends who are really kicking some butt.
Interview some of the cast of characters. You know, Hugh is always welcome here. Hugh, right on your way to the Brookfield store.
That's right.
We can always meet here. You could show us your pour-over technique.
Yeah, I'm going to go take the pour-over class sometimes this month, right?
Yeah, we got to learn how to fix a bike, and then you got to learn how to pour some coffee.
That's right.
Got to be skilled here at Wheelensbrock.
Indeed.
So,
anything else you guys want to share before we sign off segment?
I just want to let everybody know, like, come out, ride with me. You know, watch the Facebook page. We're going to have some good stuff happening.
Killer.
Yeah, buy a passport, all right? Like, I really think this is, like, money well spent, and you will have a guaranteed fun time, and it's chock full of coupons. So if you like coupons, you'll like this little book.
Yep, check the show notes. We'll have all the links to the Facebook page, and it's hugeass.bike. That's hugeass.bike. And, I'll see you out there. I hope to be, you know, I don't know how soon I can get to a computer, but I hope to be in the top 10 of the first passports.
We're going to Sealy.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Yep. And we'll bring the boys from, you know, the mad caps from back here in the service department.
Yeah, these guys are mad riders.
We're so excited. We can't wait to see you guys out there. This is going to be amazing. So keep posted and, watch out for more good stuff coming your way.
Right on, winter 2021. It's happening.
It's weird, but it's fun.
Indeed. We like weird.
Yes.
Let that be the final thought in this segment. Hey, let's get weird.
I like it. I concur. Weird.
All right. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Goodbye.
Yes. Intermission. So, next up. We have the Fat Bike Worlds
My voice is all cranky. So I have a little sneak peek to share with our podcast listeners. I've been working on a sublimated wool jersey with Hyper Threads out in Utah, and we've got Surly Bicycles and 45 North sponsoring a kind of team jersey for the winter season that we'll be putting up, so you'll be able to order a jersey with a cool Chris Daisy design on the chest and have a super functional winter base layer full zip jersey with not two nice zippered pockets. I have a sample that I've been wearing, and I've laundered it a few times, and it gets the gnome proof seal of approval. So we'll have that coming up, and we don't have a design quite yet, but very soon you'll be seeing that on the site. All right, well, we might be able to leak the chest design onto the old show notes there. So just imagine what that could look like. Up next, we've got Andrew Zook from the Borealis Fat Bike Worlds out in Wyoming. Yeehaw! So that's coming up in the middle of January. So stay tuned for that. Hey, it's your Uncle Gomez here on the Danger Gnome Podcast, and today we have Andrew Zook, owner-operator of Geared Up Bikes in Pinedale, Wyoming, and also the new Director du Sportif for the Fat Bike Worlds, formerly in Crested Butte. Welcome to the show, Andrew.
Hey, awesome to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
No problem. I spied your posts on the old Instagram, and I thought I would just get in contact and find out what's up. I hear good things about Pinedale, Wyoming. It's the Fat Bike Nats.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess we would be, at this point, self-proclaimed as the Fat Bike Capital of Wyoming. So we've definitely been pursuing a lot of fat bike activity over the last couple of years, and we last year actually put in a single track grooming program, where at one point we had about 18 miles of groomed single track in the national forest, and just kind of fostering the progression of fat biking in this area. It's pretty easy for us to do that because we do get a lot of snow and the terrain is great, and we are fairly close to Jackson, Wyoming, which lends itself to pretty large tourist activity in terms of transferring and going through the town. So we like to catch a lot of those people and expose them to fat biking. And the Borealis Fat Bike World is going to kind of help us shuttle that in even more. So.
Well, cool. So is it still the same weekend, the last weekend in January, or a new date?
So we actually bumped it up one week. So it's going to be January 15th through the 17th this year. Originally, it was scheduled for the weekend after that. And just after meeting with everybody, we decided to bump that up a week.
Cool. So, and what kind of activities have you got planned? Obviously a race of some sort, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, it's the event itself is just kind of a fat bike festival weekend, honestly. I think that's the best way to look at it. I mean, it's if you have a love for fat bikes, this is the festival. So on Friday, we'll have all of the registered athletes do a parade. We're going to do a parade down on Main Street, so everybody can roll their fatty down Main Street and wear the garb that they want to, and then that will culminate at the Wind River Brew Pub, which is one of our beer sponsors this year.
Very cool.
And we're going to have a fat bike cornhole tournament, which we So You know, in years past, I mean, it's been different things on the Friday nights and polo, and they tried to do some downhill stuff at one point, and so we thought we would add another element to it. And this year, we're going to do fat bike cornhole. Which,
so, do you have to ride your bike up to the line and then toss the bag? Are you on your bike at all?
Yeah, you are. You're on your bike the whole time. So there's actually you have a 10-foot zone that you have to ride perpendicular to the cornhole board.
Uh-huh.
And so you can't put your foot down within that 10-foot zone. And so you have to stay upright on your bike, which is, you're more than likely traveling forward. So you kind of got to time it so that you throw your bag within that 10-foot zone, and then the distance you have to throw it from is 10-foot as well. So you can't be closer than 10-foot, and you have to keep moving on your bike as you throw the bag. I mean, I might be making it sound a little bit more difficult than it is, but it's actually not. I mean, it is.
I'm envisioning something that looks like a hammer throw.
That might be a fairly accurate, but
it's slightly dangerous, super powerful, and super entertaining, I would think. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, like that's going to be the biggest thing. Yeah, it's going to be fun. We beta tested it out here a couple nights ago, and it was a good time. We obviously integrated some good brew into it so that we could really get a good feel for how everybody's going to be playing.
Oh, yeah. Nothing makes hammer throw more fun than craft brewed
yeah.
beer.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. So you had to make sure it was
sounds like a good time. Sure. So
yeah, it's going to be.
To the parade, are there going to be sleighs and draft horses? And, like, is the whole town going to come out? Because I know how Western towns, they love a good parade. And they'd like
absolutely.
Nice.
So I think the parade itself will be primarily just the fat bike racers. I mean, if we anticipate that, well, it can go either way, but we do anticipate that our enrollment or registration is going to be on par with what it has been in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a few reasons for that, but if we get 250 to 300 riders and
that's a hell of a parade.
Exactly.
You got to get the high school marching band. You got to get the fire engines.
That's a great idea.
If you've got the Shriners in the little go-kart magic carpet things, it's all got to happen, dude. Clowns, unicorns, camels, whatever you got.
Yes.
Bull
yeah,
elk.
I love it, man. I think that's a great idea.
The Bernese Mountain Dog Club, everybody.
we're meeting tomorrow, our planning group. So I think I'm going to throw those ideas out there for the parade. I love it, man. Love it.
I talked to this kook from Wisconsin. And this is what he said we should do.
Yeah.
You guys can all have a good laugh. But
absolutely. Yeah.
No, everything but the clowns was a good idea.
Yeah, that went over the top. You said that.
Although rodeo clowns could be a good thing. Yeah,
that's true.
Because rodeo's huge in Wyoming.
It is. Absolutely, it is. For sure.
Yeah, I'm surprised, you're not like having some sort of fat bike rodeo. We've had one here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, where we had people ride up and I have a steel sculpture of a goat, a billy goat, and they had to rope the goat and ride by.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So,
yeah, I mean, I love that idea. Maybe that'll be for next year. That's a solid idea.
Speaking of rodeo, are you going to brand the winners like they did in Crested Butte? The smell of burning flesh.
Well, I think that might be a one-time deal. That's more of a. I think that turned out to be more of a legendary thing.
I was there, dude, and it was medieval. It,
yeah.
things got real.
It was funny because we did actually, that did come up, and And so we, when we met with the title sponsor, Borealis, mm-hmm. and the last director that did come up, it was definitely more of the, and this happened one time and everybody laughed and it wasn't really discussed after that. So, I don't think it's going to be
tattoo, you know, single speed worlds does a tattoo, men's and women's, like mandatory. If you don't want the tattoo, then don't cross the finish line first.
Wow.
But a tattoo's a lot less medieval than branding, exactly. Dude. Rawr.
That was straight up. Exactly. Yeah, for sure. Very cool.
Well, right on. That's the Fat Bike Worlds. They're in Pinedale, Wyoming. You can follow them on, we'll have all your social and all the links in the show notes. But is there is it Fat Bike Nash or fatbikeworlds.com, the website?
Well, it's actually, so what we ended up doing, so that we didn't have to recreate the old website, is it's going to be fatbikepinedale.com now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we'll get the old website redirected. So if you do happen to go to the old website, it will redirect you to fatbikepinedale. And one thing, too, I wanted to mention, so on Saturday, it's still going to be a regular race Saturday. Mm-hmm. So we'll have five different classes. You know, we'll have the hardcore guys going, and then we'll have a Clydesdale and a fun ride. And so we'll have the basic race day, which is going to be epic as well. It's going to be just as fun with free beer. And then we'll have some group rides and some pretty awesome opportunities on Sunday that riders can join into as well. So there's a ton of opportunities that visitors are going to be able to do along with this event. So we're super excited about it.
Cool. I'm super excited that you're not too far from Jackson, because I was like, wow, how are people going to get there? And do you want people to come from all over the world to come there?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that was one thing that, you know, we, I guess, have the luxury of is since we aren't as populated, you know, the COVID thing hasn't affected us as much. And that obviously is what's allowing us to do this race. And, gotcha. I think with the kind of race that it is, and if everybody does what they've been doing for the last 8 months and 9 months, you know, let's do it.
So, right on.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you coming on the Danger Gnome podcast. We like to promote all Fat Bike events and Fat Bike fun. And looks like you, sir, are a kingpin of Fat Bike fun.
We are getting there for sure. We love it.
Right on. Well, cool.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, sir.
You betcha. Take care now.
You too.
Bye-bye. Well, that's our show for Rocktober. It's the Danger Gnome podcast. We kind of didn't talk about Global Fat Bike Day, which is coming up, and it's going to have a virtual aspect, as it always does. You can check out the details on our site. We'll be sharing some of the events on Friday posts, maybe over there at the Full Spectrum Cycling Podcast, which happens every Friday morning at 10 a.m., like clockwork. These guys are automatic for the people, for the fat bike people, and the e-bike people, and the gravel bike people, the hybrid people, the city bike people, we'll just go with the bike people. It's like a full spectrum. You know what I'm saying? We'll see you out in the trails.